to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio, 93.1 FM, or maybe you found us online. We are truly grateful that you are listening. My name is Mike Murtha, and like always, next to me is Eddie Schmidt. We are live in studio in Amory, Wisconsin. Our show features local guests, and tonight we have Greg Lane from the Rex Cactus Group, and we'll be singing and playing our guitars and share some stories. So sit back and listen, tell your friends and neighbors, this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. Let's rev it up, let's have some fun, yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We are live, and we are glad to be here on a Thursday night. And like I said, we are live, so we have to be in our best behavior, which means we don't do any editing. We don't have the capability. So you guys got to behave. You understand?
Okay, got you. 10-4. 10-4. Yo, that's what I say.
All right. So, yeah, tonight we've got Greg Lane with us, and we're excited. Eddie, you look excited to play some music. I'm excited. So we've been after Greg for quite a while to come and do some music here with us. And
yeah, we finally roped him in.
Yes. But just going to ask you a couple things here, Eddie. You were playing, I think, just last week with Kenny Corona. Is that right?
Yeah, I did some stuff with Kenny Corona filling in. And both him, myself, and Rick Stenner is doing some stuff with him. And
sure.
He's starting to playing every Thursday night up at the Cambridge Bar and Grill now. And then last Saturday night, we played up in Grantsburg with Eric Satterlund and the Freeway Jam Boys, and that was a nice crowd. Greg came up here. So we saw him and camped in the campground up there, had a great time. So.
You know, I think the weather, it was a little iffy in the afternoon, and then it got real nice, didn't it?
It was just perfect.
Yeah, real nice. So, yeah, and last month we had Steve Wilson with us from Freeway Jam, was our guest, and that was lots of fun. Trigger Happy will be in Richmond July
11th, yep.
The Richmond Fun Fest got canceled, but the Legion decided to have us anyhow. They're going to have a Legion Fest. So we're going to have some chicken and whatever, have some music outside. So that should be fun. But this COVID-19 pandemic has certainly changed our lives, hasn't it?
It's just all musicians' lives, I think, have got changed from the way they have to try to do things and all the jobs that so many people have lost. But
I know it.
And it's starting to come around a little bit, but it's going to be a while.
It's starting to change. Gal was asked about going back out and doing some things, and she said, I'm kind of like ice fishing early in the season. I'm not going to be the first one out on the ice, just going to take it slow. But there'll be some good things that will come out of this. People working from home, and you did some of that, and less travel, and one thing that's good that came to me is I learned how to shave the back of my neck by myself. I couldn't get a haircut for so long.
Joanne helped me cut my hair once, too.
So yeah, it's kind of like Ernest T. Bass. We're forced to improve over some things, but we just, everybody stay safe, and I think we have to respect this thing, but we got to live our lives, too. Anyhow, with that, we want to say hello to Greg Lane. How are you, Greg?
Hey, real good.
Yes, and thank you for being here. We've been after you for quite a while, and
it's going to be fun.
Yes, you bet. We kind of like Denny Armstrong. We just kept chasing him down. We finally got Denny to come and do this with us. We understand you are a pretty faithful listener when you can, and we really appreciate that.
Rarely miss a show.
Well, that's wonderful.
And he scares me once in a while, too. And when he was talking about that one time we were up at Sherrard's, and you said, well, you were supposed to, you weren't at the show last night. You were supposed to be there. And I go, I started thinking. I thought, did I miss it? And it was a recording that I had or whatever.
Yeah. And once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, we are actually live in the studio. And so we're going to play some music and tell some stories. But we have Mr. Greg Lane with us. And Greg, you graduated from Frederick School District, is that correct?
Yep.
But you said you went to several schools before that.
Yeah, my folks moved around a lot. And okay. If I didn't move with them, I soon found out where they were. So.
And did your folks, did they farm or what?
Most of his working life, my dad was a buttermaker.
Oh, okay.
But for a time, he did stonemasonry work out in California.
Sure, yeah. So you weren't only in Wisconsin, you were around in California and different places too?
Yeah, mostly Wisconsin, about six different schools in Wisconsin and one in California.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yes. And you have a brother and a sister, is that right?
Correct.
Yes. And I've known you for 50 years, but all these details, we've never we've never got into some of that, so it's going to be fun for me to learn a few things about
I had an older sister also. She passed away years ago.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
There was four of us.
Yeah. So, and I want to tell you, we're sorry that your mother had passed away here just maybe 5 weeks ago, like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. But anyhow, we want to ask you, what sparked you to play music as probably as a youngster, I'm assuming?
How far back can I go? I'll tell you about my mother's side of the family first.
Sure.
My mother's grandfather played a horn. I don't know what kind of horn it was, but he actually played with the original Whoopi John Orchestra.
Mm.
And so did his first son.
Really?
They both played horns. I don't know what kind. My grandfather, his second son, played a cornet. He played in the Webster Town Band. And also, in World War II, when the band teacher got drafted, my grandfather filled in for the teaching the band
for
in the school.
For teaching the band,
yeah,
your grandfather.
Webster School.
Wow.
And then, of course, he lost his job when the war ended. But.
Sure. I'm just glad the war ended, right? Oh, that's interesting. And Clarion is your cousin.
Yes.
So your dad and his dad are brothers, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes. So, well, good. I think we covered some of your background there. And then when you got interested just from influence from hearing your family play, your mother and...
Yeah, it's kind of like Steve Wilson said last week. We kind of grew up with the music in our family.
Sure.
My dad was a good musician. He played guitar and harmonica at the same time, usually, and a little bit of fiddle. I think his best instrument actually was mandolin.
Hmm.
And then Clarion's dad played a good harmonica.
Hmm.
And they had one other brother to play guitar and sang. So every time we got together, there was music coming
sure.
out. And we played barn dances and house parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I was about 10. When Dad taught me how to hold a pair of spoons and keep time with spoons.
Oh.
So then I got to sit up with the big guys and play. I felt like I was really in it there. And you know, to this day, a lot of people tell me they think I should have stayed with the spoons.
You were pretty good at the spoons. Huh? Well, we're going to have you sing a song. I see you. Now, you mostly play bass with Rex Cactus. However, you learned banjo a number of years ago. And we're going to start off with some banjo music here.
As long as I got hold of it, I might as well try it.
You might as well try it, yep.
This one called Little Maggie. Another man.
great. That was fun.
First time we had a banjo in here.
Yes, it
with
is.
This number of strings, I think.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yep. Kenny Nelson had his 6-string banjitar in here that one time. So.
Well, we've had concertinas and accordions and tubas, of course. And
upright basses.
Upright bass, yep. So banjo, yes. Nice work there, Greg. And once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're here with Trigger Happy Memories and talking to Greg Lane. Just backing up a little, we're just talking about some of your family and your background, how you got started with music, and yeah, we just brought up Clarion. When did you and Clarion start playing out together?
I think 72.
72, okay. And yeah, the name of the group then was called, is it Perfect Strangers or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did remember that.
Yeah, good memory, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you played for my brother's wedding, John and Terry's,
correct,
at the Red Rooster.
Yep, remember that.
And that was with... That was 1974, and Clarion and you, and who, the guitar player was Donnie, no.
It was Louis Finch.
Louis Finch.
And Jim Stenberg was the drummer.
Okay, that's, yeah, I guess I don't know him, but yeah, Louis, I haven't seen him for years. I think he's out in Denver area.
He posts songs a lot on Facebook where he'll stand with his guitar and play along with the computer back tracks and stuff, but he's quite busy throwing stuff out there that way. I see everyone smiling, so.
Yeah, so. I talked to Reland here last Saturday, and he had told a story before, but you and Reland Grove had met each other when you both answered an ad. They were looking for a bass player and a drummer, and that was Rita Lee and Ronnie Nickel.
Yeah.
That
was kind of odd.
And that was, what, before Rex Cactus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. We actually played a Rita Lee song here last
month. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't realize, I read the credits, and here I played bass on that. Eddie played saxophone. We didn't even know each other, I don't think. But I don't think we were in the studio at the same time. I think I probably was in there, and they put down the rhythm tracks, and then they bring in the frosting on the cake, you know, the polish. So, you want to do another song while you get your banjo out there, and
sure, let's do Roll Into My Sweet Baby's Arms.
Okay.
We'll lay around the sack till the mail train comes back. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till the mail train comes back. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. Lay round the shack till the mail train comes back. And I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till the mail train comes back. Roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Oh, once again. you. That is Greg Lane, yes, from Thank Rex you. Cactus Group.
I'll put this weapon away and grab another one. But like you always say, live TV or live radio, that's what happens when you start to lose your thumb pick.
Oh.
Little gap in there.
Like we say, we can't edit nothing, can we?
No.
We do not have the capability.
Greg was telling us about the painting he's got on his banjo there that Clarion's daughter put under his head.
Clarion's
daughter.
Yeah,
very nice.
Very nice. She's an artist, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very nice. And, of course, Eddie, you have been playing with Rex Cactus the last couple of years, whenever they can grab you.
I think, for quite a bit lately as things comes around. And
yes.
And Kyle Larson plays along, too, when we play up at Indian Creek.
And Kyle was our first drummer with John and Dave going way back. So, yeah, like we're saying, I think I probably met you, Greg, when I was maybe just shortly out of high school or a little before somewhere back then. But we've been friends a long time.
Yeah, we have.
Yes, we've crossed paths many, many times. And yes,
I think probably the first time I saw you, Greg, was I think I was playing at Kenny's keyboard with Skip Spaulding, and I know Kay and his brother Tom
TK,
and then that bass player, they were playing there that day. But I think Rex Cactus was playing there too that day.
Oh, well, could be.
There was some big thing going on at Kenny's there, and I think that was one of the first times I remember seeing Rex Cactus. So
Rick Johnson, you're talking about. Great singer. Oh, that guy could sing, couldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser's bass player. Yeah, and then Tom Kaiser, the drummer. But yeah, so Eddie, you were talking about maybe doing something we've never done before, which we do quite often.
I always like to kind of throw something in and
Well, I'm going to do that later to you, too, here. So. What do you got there?
It's fun to throw stuff out there to see if it seems like it works pretty good. I usually hear from Greg Wheeler after we're done. He listens a lot now, and he'll let me know, that we should do that one or not. But here's a song that I think Dave Corbett was playing it on the morning show here not too long ago, and I thought, boy, that'd be a great tune. But it's a Willie Nelson, Remember Me, in the key of dog. You told me once that you were mine, alone forever, and I was yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now, and we will never be the same, except in memory. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me.
So sweet when all alone
Schmidt doing that on live radio, WPCA yep. Radio 93.1. Eddie, I'm hearing your voice on the radio once in a while. They got the head management cornered you and said, can you help with us doing a little bit of...
Bob just asked me to come down and see if we wanted to try a couple of spots.
Sure.
So, starting in June here, so that's been fun. It was fun to come down and
it's not
the easiest thing in the world, I'll tell you, to try to make it sound smooth and read it fast enough, and but you just
gotta take the attitude we have. They're not gonna give us a D-.
Yeah, right? That's right. That's what I thought. No, that's been fun, and so.
Well, that's good. Yes, Greg Lane, we're talking here earlier. Some of the places you guys have played, you've played this area for, I mean, whatever, since 1972, so that's, 48 years ago you started? And tell me some of the places you've played.
Well, a lot of them aren't open anymore. we did a little bit of road work, too. We went east as far as Green Bay and went west as far as Nebraska, played a few spots in Iowa and Minnesota.
Sure.
But mostly northwest Wisconsin. And
yeah. But some of the little bars, like north, you know, that you guys still play. I mean, you've had this nice following for many years, and you guys are popular. You're well liked, and you just keep making it happen. You know, the phone apparently keeps ringing, and you guys keep playing. But tell me some of these places that you're playing at. I mean, Sherrard's is one of them. I think it's called something different now. Is it Eddie or is it
Luke's Sunnyside?
Okay,
Sunnyside. Yeah,
it's on Big Blake Lake. I believe. Yep. You're there two or three times a year. Isn't
usually
it?
The holiday weekends in the summer.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And then there's Ball Indian Creek. Mostly we're doing like music in the park now and little festivals, town festivals, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Well, that's good. Yes. Yeah. Straight Eight, some of those you guys played it years ago, and the K&K Bar and Clayton probably or not?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You must have played that one too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, yep.
You did a lot of Sundays up at Straight Eight, wasn't it?
Sunday.
How many years you were there on Sundays? I even played with you on a couple of Sundays up there.
Yeah, you did.
Remember?
Yeah.
So,
well, I think Greg Wheeler did.
Excuse me.
No, I'm sorry. You'd get done playing on a Sunday, and I think you'd come down to the Country Dam and try to catch us at some point too. Yeah.
So. Absolutely.
Eddie, I might try a Fair and Young song we're going to learn this one. I think tomorrow.
Okay.
A classmate of mine, Rodney Sather, that he's been listening to our show, but he brought this up to me maybe a year or two ago. He says, I like this song. He says, you guys should be doing this song. And it took me this long to finally decide to do it, but I'm going to see. It'll be the first time I've ever done it. So. Alone with you, what I'd give to have the power to read your mind 1 hour. I would love to be alone with you, just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, have you for my own. This would be a joy unending, couldn't be a real beginning. I would love to be alone with you. Help me out, Eddie.
Be alone with you. Then we'll see you.
There we go. We did it, Eddie.
We'll end it better next time.
Yep. We did everything else pretty close, but we got to work that one up, don't we?
I think so.
Yes. Hopefully Rodney Sather is listening out there. He's the one that requested it 2 years ago, but we
I'm sure he's listening.
Yes. Oh, yes. Quite a few years ago, Greg, you guys, one of the places you played at was Eagles Lounge, which you probably still do once in a while. I don't know. The old Eagles Lounge. And my mother and dad, my mother still owns the place, but up on Big Round Lake, mm-hmm. which isn't too far from there, they used to come down to see Rex Cactus. And my brother Joe and his wife, Debbie, of course, they're our neighbors, came over last night, which they come over quite often. But I got telling them that you were going to be on our show. And he says, oh, he said, when I was, I think, like 12, 13 years old, I'd go down to Eagles Lounge to see Rex Cactus with mom and dad. And he said he looked so forward to seeing you guys and just enjoyed what you guys did there. But do you remember that?
Nice to hear. I remember your parents being there. Yeah. I guess I don't actually remember Joe being there.
Yeah, he was.
Met him a little later, I guess.
Yeah, he was. He said he just started playing guitar, you know, a couple of years before that. So he was really, you know, just very influenced by what you guys were doing and enjoyed it a lot. Yeah,
it was easy to impress in those days.
Well, yeah, we always did well at the grade school too, didn't we? When we played it.
Yeah, all the kids thought we were good.
Yes, but yeah.
I was trying to remember that story, too. We were talking about, because we always talk about Jim Bjorkman out in Shelby, Montana. And then, Greg, you told me some story that you and Clarion were up in Canada and had to buy a car or something. Or what was that story?
Yeah, it was back in our traveling days, and the engine blew up in our van in Canada, just north of Montana.
Oh.
And we had to get it towed across the border. And we went to, was it Cut Bank? Something like
Starburst
that.
Starburst or no?
Sunburst, I think it was. Yeah. And there was a guy there that fixed cars. He had one car for sale. It was a old Rambler station wagon. So we bought that
Perfect.
Car, put all our stuff in it, and drove home.
Yeah. Sunburst. That's where Jim is from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so nice. He said, just send me some money, you know, when you get back home. Remind me to do that one of these days.
Boy, you don't hear things like that happening anymore.
No, you don't.
I think Jim was actually just back, over this last week or something. Last summer he came and he saw a couple. I did one thing with Darlene and the boys, and he saw us in Lindstrom, I think, and then one other that we were doing. But he brought his son's Stratocaster, with beautiful guitar I played, I think. And I think you were there that night, too, Greg, that you came over and saw us over in Lindstrom. So.
Yeah, I suppose you bought the guitar, huh?
No, I didn't know that. I got enough guitars, I think.
What are you going to sing a song again here, Greg? What you got there?
You want to get bold with the fiddle?
Oh, well, I sure can try, yeah. Right. Let's see if I can switch around here. Eddie, can you do a little jawing there while I get my fiddle going?
Yeah, I had a few days off of work here, and so we went and got the grandsons yesterday, so we got Lee and Reese at home. I think they're listening tonight, and so we've been having just a great time. And son Ethan Schmidt came up today, and do you want to talk about the most perfect day out on the lake today? Just perfect.
Well, there was no wind, we've had so much wind this season.
Started in, the grandsons were catching fish, it's like crazy, so that was great. I had a great time.
Okay, we're going to try something crazy here.
Okay, go ahead and pull that down there, Greg. Pay no attention to that squeaking that you're hearing.
That's actually my neck.
A&E, is it, Greg?
Ready? Yep, ready for New Cut Road.
Yep.
Was a fiddle playing fool, backwoods rounder, breaker of mules. Coleman Bonner had a wore out bow. He'd been playing 2 days down on New Cut Road. Coleman's little sister said, "Back right, right, Coleman. Daddy's gone to Louisville, he'll be back tonight. Gonna get another wagon and a good pair of mules. Hey, we're gonna move to Texas, we're just waiting on you." Coleman's
daddy, he pulled up in the yard. He said, pack up your lives, kids, it's getting too hard. Kentucky's all right, there's too many people. Why, just the other day I thought I saw church steeple. Coleman said, daddy, don't you worry about me. I'm gonna stay here in Kentucky till the day I die. I'm gonna drink the sour mash, I'm gonna race that mare. Hey, I got me a woman with foxy red hair. Said you all been moving west since the day I got married. I'm getting off the wagon, I'm too old to be carried. Gonna stay here in Kentucky where the bluegrass grows. I'm gonna play it all night down a new cut road. Stubborn as mules, can't make him go, he's too old for that. It's that damned old fiddle and that bowler hat. Holmes' mama said, well, let the boy stay. He was raised up solid, he'll find his own way. As for me, honey, I'm with you. Oh, I always thought Kentucky was just passing through. Now Coleman's little sister started in crying. His daddy shook his head for the very last time. Coleman's mama said, somebody's got to do it. Wouldn't be no Kentucky unless didn't stick to it, Coleman. Coleman Bonner sat on the porch of that cabin. Watched them all go to Texas in a covered wagon. Pulled out his fiddle, rising up his bow, and he played a little tune called the New Cut Road. Nice job, Mike.
There we go. Well, thank you.
Just like we rehearsed that one.
We did? Oh, yes, nice job. That's a good song. I should look
there's
into
just
that.
A couple of words in that, isn't there, Greg?
Yeah, my goodness.
No chorus. No chorus.
No, there isn't, is there? No. Just, yeah. Did Guy Clark write that song?
He did. Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking that song.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Yeah, good song, yes. I'm going to grab my guitar here again, Eddie. You got anything you want to share there? While
stories,
I'm
you just want to make that vein in my forehead stick out again.
Why don't you just tell us that poem that you know.
No poems this week. But we got a few things coming up this summer, huh, Greg? But a lot of, just like everything else, a lot of things have got canceled.
Yeah, so. More canceled than was, yeah.
You've been giving me a lot of phone calls, and it hasn't always been good news.
I know. So.
Well, we've got a wedding dance in August 1st, and I still haven't heard from that family, Eddie, for Trigger Happy. It's over in Boyceville, so I'm assuming we're going to do it. I hope so. You know, it's we got a party coming up for Tom and Gay this fall as well. So not much, but a few things out there. Some of the names that we talk about, Kay Kaiser, a lot on this show because he had such an influence on us. But some other people that I had thought about recently, I don't think we've talked about, is Curly Hastings. You remember Curly?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Curly and Karen.
Yep.
Did you guys? You did some music with them too?
Yeah, a little. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I actually introduced Curly and Karen.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they always appreciated that.
So they blamed you then, huh? And then Ronnie Hastings, I think he's still around, isn't he?
He passed away about a year and a half.
Oh, he did. Okay. And he lived in Amory here, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played with Curly and Ronnie, and I remember those guys got telling us some stories, and they were outlaws. Let's just put it that way. I mean, they were good guys.
And their older brother Ray. I think Ray's still around.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, three of them. They had stories.
Oh,
they had
boy.
Stories.
Well, they rode a train out west, and somehow the car that they were in got off on one of those sidetracks and sat there for like 19 hours waiting for another train to come through, and all kinds of just, oh, funny stuff.
Of all the things they didn't want to have happen.
And that's just what happened.
When you're hopping a train.
Oh, yes. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. Trigger Happy Memories on a Thursday night. We got a big crowd tonight, too, don't we?
Oh, it's big.
It's big, yes.
I think there's maybe one or two out in the parking lot.
Yeah, we usually get a few stragglers trying to look in here, but we got Greg Lane from Rex Cactus here with us as well. But
yeah, a couple of times with Rex Cactus where if I couldn't make it or something, and Mike's brother John has even filled in a couple of times, and Clarion's made sure to let me know that it's going to be pretty tough for me to get my job back, you know.
Well, I remember one of the first times you filled in with these guys, and Clarion says to you after the first set, well, I guess you're saving all your good licks for next set, huh?
Yeah, it threw me at first, and then I laughed. And you just never know what he's going to say, but yeah.
He'll be here tomorrow for his, is it called Wild West Show or something? Or
it's Radio Roundup.
Radio Roundup. Yep. He's been doing that for, gosh, 13 years, 14 years?
15, 16.
Yeah, something like that. So,
is that at 10:30 in the morning, Bob?
10 o'clock.
It'll be Clarion Lane. We'll be in here. Eddie, you got another one you want to sing there?
Sure. There's a song that that we do, Greg, when I'm playing with you. It's a Buck Owens song, one called Made in Japan. Just D and E minor and A.
Actually, it was Eddie, not Buck, so I don't want to confuse anybody with that.
He's up at the straight eight tonight.
I suppose. we should better say hello to some folks. We've been getting
getting about that time of the night. Greg, we always say hello to you, and this is the time of the night we do. And again, thank you for yeah, hello, Greg.
Hi, Mike.
And we are grateful that you have listened to us, and I think Clarion has too a few times, and that's wonderful. So I'm going to start off by saying hello to Putz, my buddy, and his wife is Julie. She's going to graduate from working for 30-plus years. I'd like to say graduate instead of retire. But, yeah, she's going to retire. Tomorrow is her last day. And we want to congratulate Julie for working at the Hudson Hospital as a bookkeeper. And there's a party on Saturday. And all you folks are invited. Just bring nothing but yourself. I'll give you directions. No, Putz is going to kill me for saying that. But anyhow, hello to Putz and Julie. Edna Bjorkman, Shirley Halliburton, Renee Butler, Uncle Bob. I went and seen Uncle Bob this week through the window. I stopped at the nursing home, and on the cell phone, we could see each other, and we talked, and he's doing good. So, good. Uncle Bob, I hope you're tuned in here. Gary McIntyre, who will be celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Tom Klinger, my wife Debbie. Rodney Sather, that song, Fair and Young song, was for you, Rodney. Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. His sister Ruth. She's in Houston, Texas, and she's been tuning in here, too. Nick and Diane, friends of ours from out in Arizona, and thank you for so much for looking over our house. It's 111 degrees out there right now, and they go over and they check our house for us. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. Nick and Diane, we're going to get together with you soon, I hope so. Scott Nash, talked to him today. Steve Wilson, I hope he's tuned in. My brother Joe said he might tune in after we talked last night.
Hey, Part.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
That's your partner.
He's my part.
Yep. And Dan Wall, an old buddy of mine that he was a guest. He's a musician and wrote a few books. We talked about that. But anyhow, that's my list there. Eddie, you want to do some? And then, Greg, you got some?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my wife, Joanne, and Lee and Reese that are with us this week and hope they're listening. My wife Joanne just retired a couple of weeks ago too from Great Mats up in Milltown. Mm. So want to say hi to Al and Ann, our neighbors. They always listen. Tad Light and his wife and Darlene and the boys. Brian and Scott, the Cribbage boys, Club 42. And I guess I don't have to say hi to half of the Cactus Cousins tonight because you guys are always in the Hunyucks and Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, any of them that are listening, and Tom Kramer, I don't know if he's listening out there. Let's see. And the bunch of the neighbors, the Seawells, they've been listening all the time. And oh, nice. So that's what I got. Greg, what you got for us?
Well, I want to say hi to my lifelong partner in crime, Clarion.
Yes.
Okay.
And other than that, I'd like to say hi and thank you to all the fine musicians I've worked with throughout all the years. It's been wonderful. I think I've taken a little bit from each one of them.
You know, that's a nice thing to say, Greg. Yes,
and mostly what I took from them, they're glad to get rid of.
But you know, if it wasn't for music, we would never have gotten to be friends. And this, right. There's a circle of, we haven't hardly run out yet, have we?
No. Nope.
Eddie, with trying to find somebody to come in here and do some music with us. And so it's because of all of those things. But just kind of a serious question, Greg, how has the COVID-19 affected your life? You know, I'm sure, I mean, you guys...
Well, like we were saying, pretty much music is canceled for the season. And for a couple of years, what else? The other thing to do is in sales, and a lot of my tavern accounts are taverns. And
sure.
Of course, for 2 months, there was practically no sales either, but it's better now.
It's coming back. It just blindsided our world, not just our state or not just our country, but it's been just really something hard to even understand because we don't, thank God we don't see it. We don't see, you know, like in New York, they witnessed this. Thank God we haven't witnessed it, but it's still out there, and we just pray that we can get through it. So,
yeah, if they find something to get something to correct this or get us through this, so
vaccination or something that I'm hoping it's just going to give up. You know, it's going to die off, and a lot of viruses do that. So but we're going to keep playing music wherever we can and just try to have some fun. But
said if we can't play, we can always practice.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing that, Eddie.
Yeah, we sure do it out at Carl's Cave.
Yes, Greg, do you have a favorite singer at all in mind? Or maybe you're, if you're like me, you probably got 10 of them. But
a bunch of them. Merle Haggard's been kind of a consistent favorite of mine over the years.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you play high school band at all?
No.
No? Okay. Favorite song?
No.
I know that's better. Not really. I've got several
like a lot of
songs.
No, hate it.
Songwriters.
Yeah.
Christopherson always pops into my head for one of my favorite songwriters.
Oh, no kidding. Yes, that's for sure.
Mike Murtha.
Well, thank you.
Well, you wrote some good ones.
Well, thanks. Yes. We perform a couple of them just about every time we go out, and at least one of them for sure. The Cowboy Waltz is always requested. But I might try a little bit of Four Strong Winds here. See if we can get through this one before we run out of time. But key of G. Another Bobby Bear song. Think you just kick her off on your guitar? Or?
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that don't change, come what may.
Anyhow, a Bobby Bear song for Strong Winds. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, and this is one of our live shows. We do the live show the last Thursday of every month, and then they do the rebroadcast throughout the rest of the month.
Thursday nights.
The Thursday nights. So it's every Thursday at 7 o'clock is our show here.
That brings up a question I've got now. What we're doing now, is this a repeat or is this live here?
Like I mentioned before, Greg, this is live, and we can't edit nothing.
I wish I'd have known that. I have nicer clothes.
Yes. Well, we want to go ahead.
It's not like Festus when he loses 2 or 3 months. Where this is actually tonight.
You know? You know what? I talked to Festus yesterday.
How's he doing? Good after his
heart
attack?
He's doing good. Yes. Yep. He said he's. You're not the only one that's had a heart attack.
That's what he said to me. He said, "Why do you think you're the only one ever had a heart attack?"
I hadn't heard that about Festus.
Yeah, he's doing good. He looks good. But We want to just say a thank you once again to Bob Zonk and to Lou Ann. And Eddie, this is 3.5 years that we've been doing this now. It's hard to believe. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. And this is public radio, and you can donate money in any amount if you like what you hear, and you want to give them a call. Their phone number is 715-268-9722. And just say, I want to give a little money towards this thing, because it's a great radio station. But
yeah, Bob, I'm sure they appreciate the donations. We're looking at the new receiver that's in the rack there right now.
And they don't give them away anymore, do they?
No.
They used to, I guess, but not anymore.
I don't think so. Yeah.
No, but anyhow, thank you, Greg Lane and Clarion. I hope you're out there. You guys keep listening, and we'll come and see some of your shows, and I hope you come out and see Trigger Happy as well. And
thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, you bet. We appreciate you doing it. So, wish everybody well out there, and we'll see you next time around. Thank you.
Thank you.